Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his tender mercies. Glad to be in the house of God one more time. Amen. Amen. Right now there's time. But it won't be long before there will only be eternity. So we are redeeming this time in the house of God, coming together to worship him in the beauty of holiness. And it's good to be in the house of God this morning. Amen. Giving glory to God, giving honor to our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins, who is here. We thank God for his power, his healing, and how she's just coming right on along. And we thank God for that. We give God glory for that. Just glad to be in the house of God. We have Sister Holmes on the phone, Sister Lillian on the phone, and doubtless others online. And so we're just glad to be in the house of God this morning. Amen. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer. We always want to acknowledge God in all things. We always want God to have his way. And we want to get out of his way. We don't want to impede God's working, God's power, God's spirit in any way.
My Lord.
We want him to use us as he sees fit. He would get the glory and that souls would be blessed. And if there are any who don't know him in the pardon of their sins, that their lives would be changed. So we'll look to the Lord in prayer at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father,
yes,
Lord, we come to you, dear God, humbly, dear Father. Lord, we come, dear God, with our hearts bowed down to thee, dear God, because truly, Lord, Father, you are worthy, Lord. You are almighty God, Lord, and above you there is no other. And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for being God. We thank you, Lord, for being the great I am. We thank you, dear God, because you are, dear Father, we exist, dear God. Lord, because of you and your Son and your Spirit, Lord, Father, we can say, Lord, this day that we are your children. And so we thank you, dear God, for working a work, dear God, in us that could not have been done, Lord, except by you. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be in our midst this day, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would empower us, dear God, Lord, to sing, dear God, songs of Zion. Lord, that you would empower us to pray prayers that will reach your throne. Lord, that you will empower us, dear God, to speak your word, dear God. Father, Lord, that, Lord, you might be glorified in all things. Lord, that your word might go forth, dear God, in spirit's power, dear God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, for strength, dear Father. Lord, to be able, Lord, to do, Lord, those things that you would have us to do. Lord, we can't do anything in our own strength, dear God. But, Lord, in you, Lord, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so we thank you, dear God, for all of us, dear God, who are gathered here today thus far. We pray, dear God, that you would bless those who are still on their way, dear God, that you would give them traveling mercies, dear God, to arrive safely. For, Lord, they're coming, dear God, Lord, to receive a blessing from thee, dear Father. They're coming in faith, dear God, with an expectation, dear God, that you have something prepared for each and every one. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God. Lord, you've made the preparation, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, Father, that you would work as only you can work. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, Sister Webb, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, your choice blessings upon her, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for what you're doing for her family, what you're doing for her daughter, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless and encourage her heart in the name of Jesus, Lord, and give her traveling mercies, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember the Belton family in a very special way, dear God. Lord, we thank you for them, dear God. Lord, Father, how, Lord, we rejoice, dear God, to see young parents, dear God, raising their sons, their young sons, dear God, to know you, to fear you, dear God, Lord, and to serve you. Oh, Father, we thank you, dear God. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon Brother and Sister Belton, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for providing, Lord, for their needs. And we pray, dear God, that you would bless them, dear Father. Help them, dear God, to be examples before their children, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister India, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember her, dear God. Remember her daughter, dear Father. Remember Infinity also, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, strengthen her, dear God. Keep her encouraged. Keep her looking up, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep her in the hollow of your hand and under the shadow of your wing. We thank you, dear God, for Sister Regina today, dear God. Pray, Lord, your choice blessings upon her, dear God. Oh, Father, we realize, dear God, that Lord, the apartment complex that she lives in, dear God, they have utility problems from time to time, dear God. And Lord, sometimes the water's on and sometimes it's off and sometimes there's hot water, sometimes it's only cold. But Lord, Father, you are still God. And Lord, no matter what, dear God, no matter what mankind may do, Lord, no matter what incompetence mankind may show, you are still God. And we know, Lord, that you're able to take care of Sister Regina, dear Father. We know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to provide for her, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Keep her encouraged. Help her to know, Lord, that we're praying, dear God. Lord, that situation, Lord, will change, dear Father. Lord, Father, we know, dear God, but in the meantime, you're going to keep her, dear God, in your care. Lord, remember her family in a special way, dear God, her daughter, her grandchildren, dear God, great-grandchild, dear Father. Pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister Carol, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for her being here, dear Father. Yeah. Lord, we pray, dear God, your choice blessings upon her. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you've already done for her, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, it's by your mighty power, dear God, Lord, that you've brought her along. And so, Father, we give you glory, dear God, for what you have done. We pray, Lord, you would keep your hands upon her, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, she's been glorifying your name all the way, dear Father. Lord, all the way through this journey, dear God, all the way through this affliction. And so, Father, we thank you, dear God, for her steadfastness, dear God. Lord, her example, dear God, of perseverance, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her. Strengthen her, dear God. Provide, Lord, for her every need, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray. Remember her family, dear God. Remember her brother and sister-in-law, dear God, that she often makes requests for, dear Father. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, that her brother may be able to retire, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to his heart, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father. Be with them, Lord. Remember all of her grandchildren, dear God, her great-grandchildren, dear Father, nieces and nephews, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, you continue touch upon her, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Smith today, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, you continue to bless her. We're thankful, dear God, Father, that she due to scheduling, dear God, she was able to have a day off, dear God, to be at the food pantry, dear God, on yesterday. Lord, we thank you, Lord. She was giving you the glory for that, dear God. Lord, for allowing her, Lord, to be here, Lord, to serve you, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Encourage her heart, dear Father. Help her, Lord, to keep walking, Lord, in the path that you have made for her feet, Lord, that her loved ones, Lord, may see you in her life, dear God. Oh, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. Remember her daughter. Remember her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our Brother Lavesta Jackson, dear God. Amen. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, your continued blessings upon him, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for the way that you use him, dear Father. Thank you, dear God. Lord, that as a teacher, dear God, as a man of God who encourages us, dear Father. Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for our dear brother, Lord, and his faith, dear God, his unfailing faith, dear God. Remember his children, dear God. Remember, Lord, his grandchildren, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, Lord, we remember his brothers, dear God. Lord, in Georgia and in California, dear God. Lord, you know what they stand in need of, dear God. And so, Lord, we're lifting them up to you, dear God. For we know, dear God, you know better than us, Lord, what they need today, dear God. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, and Father, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father. Help them, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for Brother Levesque, dear God, and for the example that he is, how he talks to his brother, dear God, of thee, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just remember his family in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, to see Brother Reggie here today, dear God. Father, we're so thankful, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to be with our dear brother, Lord. Be with him in his home. Remember his companion in a very special way, dear God. Lord, you know, Lord, our earnest prayers have been going up, dear Father, for Miss Nancy, dear God. Lord, you know, dear Father, how we've been praying for Brother Reggie and his son and his daughter-in-law and grandchildren, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, in that situation, dear God. Lord, we continue, Lord, to hold them up to you, dear God, because we know there is none greater. And so, Father, we're praying in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless him, dear God. Strengthen Brother Reggie. Lord, encourage his heart, dear God. Lord, we know, help him to know, Lord, we love him. We love his family, dear Father. And we know, Lord, that you hear our prayers on their behalf. Bless, dear God, Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Lawrenceine and Brother Maurice, dear God. Father, as they're downstairs with the children, dear God. Father, we ask, Lord, your choice blessings upon them, dear God. Help them, dear Father, even as they work with the children, Lord, that the children may see people of God, Lord, who care for them, dear God, and, Lord, are talking to them, dear God, even about their lives, dear Father. We understand that young people, Lord, have concerns. There are things that they have on their hearts and on their minds, dear God. And so we thank you, dear God, for this brother and sister, Lord, who are talking to our children, even as they're feeding them downstairs, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help our children, dear God, to think on the word that they hear, the word that they learn, the word that they read, dear God. Help them, dear Father, to think on Jesus, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Keep them safe, dear God, in school, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would help them, dear God. Keep them from the perils, keep them from the pitfalls and snares of Satan, Lord. This we beg of thee. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to remember Sister Holmes, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for her, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen her, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would just keep her encouraged, dear God. For truly, Lord, she encourages us, dear God. Father, bless her, dear God. Keep her safe. Keep her in your care, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee, dear God. Lord, remember Sister Lillian also on the phone, dear God. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would give her a touch, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would touch her body, dear God. Lord, in all the ways, dear God, that she needs a touch, dear God. Oh, Father, you know, Lord, all about her, Father. We know, Lord, that you are healing God. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would give her a touch, dear God, by your mighty power, dear Father. Help her, Lord, to just trust you, Lord. Hold on to you, dear God, as we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Pastor Jenkins. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power on her, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless her and strengthen her, dear God. Lord, with every part of healing, dear God, that you give to her, dear God. She's using that, dear God, to serve you. She's stretching out on faith, dear God, to walking, dear God, working, dear Father, in as much, dear God, as she can, dear Father. Lord, knowing, dear God, that she will receive her reward. And so, Father, we just thank you, dear God, for her faithfulness, dear God, in your word, even for the morning messages that go forth, dear God. Lord, we just thank you, dear God, Lord, for her love for thee and her love for the people of God, for the family of God, for the church of God. Be with her. Continue to bless. Lord, remember Sister Francine, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for your healing power, Lord, manifested in her body, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you continue to be with her and strengthen her, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as she's pressing on, dear God. Lord, she's praying and toiling on, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that her healing, dear God, is coming from you. And so we pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless her. Be with her, dear God. Keep her in your care. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Brother Byron, dear God, this morning. We thank you, dear God, for how you blessed even on yesterday, dear God, at the food pantry, for the word, the power of your word, Lord, that went forth, dear God. We, Father, how you blessed, dear God, even in your word, dear Father. Oh, Lord, you taught us, dear God, Lord, how those, dear God, who want to know you, dear God, will stoop, dear God, will come to Jesus, come seeking Jesus, dear God, will humble themselves, dear God, to come to the Lord Jesus. And know, we know, dear God, when we humble ourselves, dear God, to come to Jesus, Lord, Father, we know, dear God, the precious, precious reward that is waiting for us, dear God. And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for the word and how Brother Byron brought it, dear God, made it so clear, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for the souls that came to hear the word. They came, they didn't wait until the service was over, until the preaching was over, and then come in for a food box. No, they were here before, dear God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for each soul that was here, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers, for we prayed, Lord, that souls would come and hear. And, Father, they came, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless them. We pray, Lord, that the word that was preached, dear God, would continue, Lord, to resonate in their hearts, dear God. Lord, that your spirit would speak to them through the word that Brother Byron preached to them, dear God. Lord, that they would seek you, dear God. Lord, if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Lord, remember in particular the one man, Kevin, dear God, who had his arm in a sling because he had had surgery on his shoulder, dear God. And Father, he said he just had the surgery this past Wednesday, dear God. And yet he came, dear God. He came and heard the word. He came with his sister, dear God. And Lord, they come regularly, dear Father. And Lord, we thank you for that, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, your touch and healing upon him, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember him, dear God. Remember him in the soul, dear God. Father, he said that there were those, I guess, who had had the same surgery, who had said, oh, you're going to be in so much pain. But he said he called on you, dear God. He called out your name, dear Father. And, Lord, you blessed him. And he said it wasn't as bad as everybody said it was going to be. He said, because he knew somebody that they didn't know. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Kevin. Lord, I asked him. He said that I asked his name, and I told him we would continue to pray for his healing. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for him. Lord, he expressed, Lord, how thankful he was that his sister was helping him, dear God. His sister was such a help to him. He said, she's the best sister in the world. She just helps me. She's so precious. Lord, remember that brother and sister, dear God. There's so many combinations of families in the world, dear God, who can't get along and can't even exchange a civil word. And so, Father, it makes a difference, dear God, when someone is seeking you, dear God. They can get along with people that they're supposed to get along with, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you remember that family. Remember Kevin and his sister, dear God. Remember them in their soul. Nourish their bodies, dear God. Truly, they were an encouragement, dear God, even to me, dear Father. Lord, thank you, dear God, for everything, dear God, that you are doing for this house of God, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you remember Sister Melita, dear God. Lord, and Brother PJ, Lord, if he's there, Lord, back in the media room. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and be with them in the name of Jesus. Bless them, help them to know, dear God, that they are working a work according to your will. Lord, that hearts might hear and receive your word, dear God. Amen. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for them and ask, dear Father, that you would just continue, dear God, to look upon them with favor, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to have your way. Remember any who might still be on their way. Remember those who have called in, dear God, or are listening on the system, dear Father. Lord, we just ask, Lord, your anointing, dear God. Lord, and those, any that, Father, that I failed to pray for, Lord, you know all about them. Father, remember the saints, dear God, who are far and near, Lord. Remember Sister Ferris Day in Massachusetts, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would bless and encourage our heart, dear Father. Remember Sister Malvinia in New York City, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her. Keep her encouraged. Keep her strong in thee, dear Father. Lord, remember Sister Edna Saunders down in Florida, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear God. Keep her strong, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would fight her battles, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would just bless her, Lord, and keep her in your tender, tender care, dear God. Truly, she loves the saints of this congregation, and from time to time, Lord, sends cards, dear God, and pray, telling us that she's praying for us, even as we pray for her. Lord, we pray that you'd remember her family in a very special way, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, now just have your way, dear God. Amen. Father, and truly, dear God, we're going to give you the glory and praise. Father, as we said, dear God, Lord, we stand here, dear God, Father, making ourselves of no reputation, dear God. But, Lord, we're just servants of thee, dear God. And so we pray, dear God, Father, that you would bless and anoint, dear God, for truly, dear God, without your power, dear God, Lord, we can do nothing. Have your way, dear God. Make us a blessing, and truly, Lord, we're going to give you all the praise and all the glory shall be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we turn in our evening light to page 38? 38 in the evening light.
Once again we come to the house of God to unite in songs of praise, to extol with joy our Redeemer's name, and to tell his works and ways. To our house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we worship thee in the Bible word as the evening light does shine. In the days gone by, thou hast been our strength, thou hast led us safely on to the blessed light of the present day, where the darkness now is gone. To thy house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way as the evening light does shine. May our hearts, O Lord, fellowship and love. May thy will be done by us here on earth as by angels host above. To thy house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way, as the evening light does shine. May our prayers ascend as an incense sweet,
and our praise accept it be.
As in gratitude all our hearts overflow, in a tribute unto thee. To thy house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way as the evening light does shine.
Amen.
Amen. Once again we come. Amen. And that's not said in a grievous way. Once again we come with rejoicing. Amen. Thank the Lord for it. Thank the Lord to be here today. I desire your prayers always, and truly thank God to be able to stand before you, to work beside Sister Blake. And thank the Lord, Sister Blake and Minister Jenkins. Thank the Lord for these two dear servants of the Lord. And thank God, truly thank God. You know, we thank God for being servants. As he said in his word, Moses, my servant. So there's nothing wrong with being called a servant of the Lord. Amen. That's a good thing. So we truly thank God for it. And I thank God for all of you. And always pray for me while I stand and fill the shoes of Sister Blake over here. I ask your blessings always to be with me. Amen. And our devotional reading will be found in the first book of Timothy, and it'll be chapter 6, Timothy 1, or 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting at verse 6. And we'll read through 14. So it's 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting with verse 6 through 14. Amen. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting with verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content.
But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition.
For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness.
Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession.
Together, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we truly thank God for the reading of his word. And we know that Minister Blake told us that there would be a second part to what the Lord had shared with us on last Lord's Day, and we're truly thankful for the message that the Lord gave us on last Lord's Day, and we're truly here today and looking forward to hearing from God on how he has to follow up on this message in fighting the good faith, fight of faith. Amen. So we truly thank God for being here, and as the opening prayer of Sister Blake was for all the saints and covered many of us, but she prayed for us. Now we are going to ask if you have any requests upon your heart that need to be met and made known to God. Amen. So at this time, by word of mouth or uplifted hand, please make your requests known. Amen. Amen. Stop. Remember me. Amen. Minister Jenkins. Amen. Thank you, Minister Jenkins. Minister Jenkins wants us to remember her daughter, Sister Maria, and family. They haven't, they're running a little bit late, but truly we'll pray them on their way. And likewise, we're asking that the Lord will remember the Tuesday night prayer meeting that is normally held, as well as the Wednesday night will be not held this week. But those that are able to be here will be here for a Bible study throughout the week. So we ask the Lord's blessing upon Brother Maurice and Brother Levester. Amen. Sister Carol. Amen. 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 Sister Carol wants her loved ones, her family, and truly her brother and her sister-in-law to be remembered in prayer. And just remember her loved ones in general. She's thankful how the Lord's bringing her along. Amen. Amen.
And Brother Scott's running back and forth between them. And likewise, you know, he said Friday, he was placed on strike with General Motors.
Okay.
So remember Brother Scott.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Remembering Brother Scott and family as well. Amen. Brother Scott especially with his, whenever you have a loved one or loved ones, in his case, his elderly mother and father, and as well as his companion, it puts heaviness and stress on that particular one. So they may not know it. They're just running. They're busy. But a lot of times when things settle down, it's when it catches up with them a little bit. So we'll pray for him now. Amen. Amen. Sister Melita. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Melita and family, keep them in your prayers. Had some issues with their home and electricals, and said that it was found, and thank the Lord it was found. And it was on fire, but it was contained. Because she said the electricals melted, so that meant they were on, things melt with fervent heat. So they were on fire, but it was just contained. Amen. Didn't go any further. Amen. So truly thank God he was watching out. And just keep them in your prayers as they continue on. And amen. Sister Smith.
But even as I stood up, I know the Lord that I was watching over me, and all the 4368 Lord, your partner comfort. When I got up this morning, I felt great. I said, for 72 years old, I feel great.
Amen.
I'm giving the day to day. We can take care of those that are good at the sick. We have been with you, and God is good. Because God put your faith in the church, we can do all things for you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Smith. Sister Smith is always wanting her loved ones to be saved and loved ones to think on the things of God. And she's truly thanks to the Lord for taking her and keeping her. And she says she's 72, but she doesn't really feel 72. But she just feels great. So thank the Lord for blessing her to be able to be strong. Amen. 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 Any others?
Brother, I remember Sister Blake. I remember Sister Lillian. Much in prayer that the Lord continue to touch her in her body.
Amen.
I remember Jane Vallon and them there who've been helping with her. And then remember Sister Blake as she stands before us this morning.
Amen.
Give her the strength she stands in need of.
Amen. Amen.
The precious word of the Lord. I just truly thank the Lord for all that he's done for me.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Millicent. All right. Well, that being all, we see our children up here, London, Haley, Matthew, Grant, and Olivia. We see all of them, and we want to remember them in prayer as well. And any special requests out of any of you? Amen. You're here, and we're going to always start to acknowledge you so that you know that you're a part of this house of God. And that God is real. Amen. God is real. God left word for children as well in his word. You know, he talked about obedient children and disobedient children. So we're going to recognize children to let them know that God recognizes them. So we'll keep you in our prayers as well. Amen. All right. Well, at this time, we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Always keep my family in your prayers and truly thank God for all that he does for each and every one of us. All is well, as far as I know, with my daughter and likewise with my son. I think he's still in on dry land, and but he is due to go out for 6 to 8 months. So keep him in your prayers as well. And likewise, my companion always. Keep her in your prayers, and likewise myself, that I'll always be what God would have me to be before her as well in this life. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, once again we come before thee in prayer and truly thankful to know that you hear us and you hear our prayers. We're truly thankful, Father, to know that you hear our prayers because you said the prayers of the righteous avail much. And we believe to be righteous because we follow your word. And we truly follow your spirit and your guidance of your word and all truth of your word. So we ask as we approach your throne, even now, bowing our hearts and our minds before thee, we ask that thou would look down with favor and that thou would grant according to your riches and glory, realizing that you so loved us that you gave your only begotten Son on our behalf. And you said that whosoever believeth him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So we ask that thou would hear our humble cries this morning and look down with favor, dear Father, and all these that have gathered around as well this morning in the house of God. We ask that thou would hear from on high and hear the many requests. And we're truly thankful, first of all, for all that you do for us, that you've given us health and strength this morning to be able to rise up from our beds of rest and freshen ourselves and make our way to the house of God. And truly, we've gathered together not just for show or purpose, but we've come to hear what you would have for us to know this day, that our hearts would be made glad knowing that we've heard from the Almighty God. So we're truly thankful for you giving us health and strength thus far. And those that have needed special touch and special healing that were mentioned this day, Father, we ask that you would remember them in a special way. There was Sister Francine that was mentioned. There was Sister Lillian that was mentioned. Sister Webb was mentioned and is possibly listening in or still on her way. We ask that thou remember those that were down in Florida was mentioned, Sister Emma, I believe. We ask that thou remember Minister Jenkins that's here and still in the healing process. We ask that thou to remember Brother Scott's mother in a special way, and likewise his elderly father in a special way. So there are many that are still going through issues with their bodies that are looking for a special touch. Oh, Father, we know that you're able to touch and to heal. And some of us have experienced that in the past and are strong today in knowing that you once touched us and healed us, and we're strong today from it. So we ask that you would allow that mercy and that grace to be extended unto others and other loved ones that we are praying for even now. So we ask that thou would have thine own divine way and look down with favor this day and continue to bless. And the many special requests, we're thankful for Sister Carol being here, and we ask that thou remember her in a special way and continue to bless and strengthen her as you continue to touch and heal her and her body. We ask that thou remember her prayers for her brother and her sister-in-law. We ask that thou remember them in a special way, but not only them, she has many loved ones that she's reaching out to thee for. And we ask that thou remember in a special way. So we ask that thou would look down upon her with favor, soul, body, and spirit, and hear her many requests. And we ask that thou would answer them according to your riches and glory. And likewise, we're thankful for Sister Holmes and hearing her voice this morning and being in our midst. We ask that thou would remember her in a special way. And we're truly thankful for her gathering around your throne with us in prayer, and we ask that thou remember her in a special way and look down with favor upon her. Dear Father, we know that you have blessed her and kept her all these many years, and she is truly an example to each and every one of us. So we ask that thou would continue to bless her in a mighty way. Remember her loved ones, remember her children in a special way as they continue to love her and take care of her and see her through. So we ask that thou would continue to bless them in a special way. Thankful to see Sister Regina here. Likewise, this morning, ask that thou remember her in a special way. We ask that thou would continue to bless her children. We see them here this day, and we ask that thou remember them in a special way. Matthew and London and Haley and Olivia and Grant. We ask that thou remember them in a special way, and as they go to school, and keep them in your care and watch over them and let them know that the things that they learn when they come to the house of God, that it's going with them even as they're at school, that you're watching and that you see all things and you know all things. So we ask that thou to remember them in a special way. And likewise, we ask that thou to remember their parents in a special way as well, as they care for them and love them and take care of them in this life. We ask that thou continue to bless and remember Sister Melita with a special request, as you've taken care of her and went before her and watched out over their home and allowed the fire in the plugs to be contained there. And we're thankful for that, Father, because we know that it could have gotten out of hand, but your hand was upon it, so it was under control. So we're truly thankful for you blessing her and keeping her, and likewise continue to remember her household as a whole, her companion, and likewise her loved ones, her son and his family in a special way, and likewise her daughter in a special way, Jaslyn. We're thankful for her and seeing her in the house of God. And we ask that thou remember this young lady in a special way and continue to bless her, see her through, and likewise allow her to know that you see her everywhere she goes as well. So we ask that thou would continue to bless and see her through. Thankful for Sister Smith being here. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. Continue to bless her and see her through. Remember her loved ones that she's crying out for and continues to cry out for. And I believe she will cry out until the day it's all finished and done. But we ask that thou would hear her humble cries. And remember at least one of the souls that she's crying out for, Father, if not all the souls that she's crying out for. Have thine own divine way. Thankful for Brother Levester being here this day, and continue to remember his loved ones, his family in a special way, his son, his brothers, and all of his family. We'll just say all of his family. We ask that thou would remember them in a special way. And likewise, Brother Reggie, seeing him in the house of God. We ask that thou would remember him in a special way, and likewise his companion in a special way. We ask that thou would continue to bless him and strengthen him as he cares for her and see her through. Likewise, we're thankful for knowing that Sister Maria and them are still on their way, and bring them along safely. And we ask that thou continue to bless them and see them through. And likewise, Brother Tony, in a special way, thankful for him and thankful for his faithfulness and being here. And we ask that thou continue to bless this brother in a special way. And likewise, Brother Maurice, and we ask that thou to remember him in a special way. And him and Brother Levester, as they prepare to share with us what thou hast shared with them in a study coming up in this upcoming week, if it be your will. Dear Father, we're thankful for all that you do, and we're thankful for all that you bless us with. Now we ask that thou remember Sister Millicent as she continues to take her posts and be here in the pulpit and bring forth the songs of Zion. We realize that the songs of Zion is mentioned in the Word of God, and it's a very important work that speaks to the hearts of men in some kind of way. So we ask that thou would bless her and allow her to know and to hear from thee on what to share and how to share it with each and every one of us, to lift our spirits, to lift our joy when we come to the house of God before we hear the message of God. Now we ask your special blessing upon Sister Blake this morning. And truly, we're thankful for her being here. We're thankful for her faithfulness, and we're thankful for all that she does. But we're truly thankful even now as you have blessed her to minister unto us the word of God, the words of life, as Peter said, and where will we go? So we ask that thou remember her in a special way this day. We ask that thou would strengthen her from head to toe. Allow her to know that she has been given the authority to speak your word this morning, and that authority came from thee. So we ask that thou would allow us to sit with open hearts and open minds to listen and be attentive unto your word. Now have thine own divine way, and I'm truly thankful to be here, and I ask that you will always continue to look down upon my family with favor, remember my companion in a special way, and continue to look down upon her and see her through. And we ask that thou would even remember her. And as she sees me walk, I ask that you would bless that that it would encourage her to think about eternity, think about when done with this life, where will I spend eternity? And likewise, in not forgetting my children, and ask that thou to continue to remember them in a special way. Now have thine own divine way. We ask that thou would remember your church, remember your people, remember us as we go, and as we go to and fro, remember our neighbors and those that we come in contact with. We realize that we represent the church of God. We realize that we are the church of God, and we're praying for others, and we're speaking to others that we come in contact with. So we ask that thou would keep our hearts and minds encouraged. Let us not fear in this life of what man might think or what man might say. But let us be strong in your spirit and in your word. We pray for our leaders in this country as well. You told us in your word to pray for our leaders. So we pray for them that thou would, that we would live peaceable lives, and that you would speak to their hearts and minds, and know that just saying in God we trust is just not enough. And just having in God we trust on our money is just not enough. But knowing God in your hearts and in your minds is what's going to make the change. So we ask that people would learn about the things of God, that people would get back to the house of God and to Sunday school and morning services and hearing the word of God and learning of thee. So we ask that thou would bless in a mighty way. Now have thine own divine way. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to approach your throne. We thank you for all that you do and all that you're doing. Now bless us and see us through. Allow your spirit to guide us even this day. For it's in Jesus' name we've gathered together. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Amen.
Yes. Thank the Lord. So good to know that, to have a confidence that when you talk to the Lord that he hears.
Amen.
I'm before you to render prayer before we bring in our tithes and offerings. Thank God for all that he has done. He's provided for those things that we need. Sometimes a little bit extra. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. This being the final Sunday of the month, the fourth Sunday of the month, the special offering for today is for missionaries. And as we file by, we may place that offering for missionaries in the center plate, and we may place our tithes and offerings on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you again, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for your goodness. Thanking you, Lord, for all that you have provided for us, dear God. Some things, Lord, we didn't even know that we needed, Lord, but you provided them, dear God. Lord, you provided them, Lord, before situations even presented themselves, dear God, because, Lord, you look ahead and you know, Lord, what's coming. Amen. And, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done for us, Lord, how faithful you are to our needs, dear God. Amen. Lord, we pray, dear God, as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, dear God. Truly, it's in obedience to your word, dear God, but Lord, it's a pleasure, dear Father, to obey you, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings, and Lord, that you would give wisdom for their use. Lord, we know, dear God, that sometimes it's for the needs of the saints, dear God. Other times it's for those who are unsaved, dear God, those are the poor who need to be fed, dear God, or for, Lord, whatever, Lord, you, whatever direction you give for it, dear God, our hearts say amen to your will, dear God. And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for providing the opportunity, dear God, providing, Lord, the method by which, Lord, we can serve you by giving. Amen. And we pray, dear God, again, Lord, that you would multiply these funds, Lord, as only you can. Lord, we know that inflation comes along, but that doesn't make you poor, dear God. Lord, they talk about our money losing value, dear God, but Lord, you are limitless, dear God. And Lord, whatever you provide for us, Lord, it'll go as far as it needs to go, dear God, Lord, to take care of us because, Lord, you'll see to it. And so we thank you, dear God, for what you do for us, how you love us, dear God. Lord, we pray that you would receive these offerings and use them to your glory and your honor, both gift and giver. And truly, Lord, we give you glory now and we will forevermore. In the name of your dear son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
As we gather here in thy presence, Lord, on consecrated holy ground, that we all may bear witness now for thee, O Father, send the power down. O
send the power down.
The power down.
Send the power down.
Send it down in our hearts today. Send it down. Give
never failing grace.
Each time to break me free. Oh, Father, send the power down. Purify each heart. With refining heart, let perfect love in us abound. With all dross removed and each vain desire, O Father, send the power down. O
send the power down.
The power down.
Send the power down.
Send it,
send it down
in our hearts today. Send it down. Give
never failing grace.
Oh, Father, send the power down by thy power divine. Touch the hearts of men. Oh, may they hear the joyful sound and be cleansed from sin by thy blood divine. Oh, Father, send the power down. Oh,
send the power down.
The power down.
Send the power down.
Power's been sent.
Great.
Amen.
God.
Amen. You just have to, it's like this light. It ain't on, but when I do this, it clicks on because the power's there. Amen. So you got to plug into the power.
Amen.
The power's been sent, but we have to plug into the power. God promised us, Jesus promised us he would send another comforter. And we know by his promises he has done so. So we have power, but we have to plug into the power. And in order to plug into the power, we must hear from his word and know how to plug into the power of God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, Sister Millicent, those selections of song. Thank the Lord that we can know that when we sing to the glory and honor of God, that he will hear and he will answer. Amen. Well, at this time, we're going to ask the Lord's blessing to be upon Sister Blake. Even though we've prayed earlier, we're going to take time to pray once again.
Amen.
Just before the word of God comes forth. Not only for Sister Blake, but for listening souls and hearing souls. Truly that God will speak and that the souls will hear and be obedient to it. Because we learn in his word today that he said he would send those to speak to us. But if we did not hearken, he said it would be required of us. Amen. It told us we would be required to hear what he has to say. And if we don't hearken to it, it would be required of us. Amen. So we know that the Lord's going to hold true to his word. Amen. So let us look to the Lord and a blessing for our dear sister. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, once again we come before thee. And we're truly thankful for your presence felt already. We're thankful for the song service. We're thankful for knowing that your promises of sending the power when our Lord and Savior said, I'll send you another comforter. And he would guide you into all truth. So we realize that truth is getting ready to be spoken to us because we truly believe in the minister that you have given us to stand before us this morning. And we pray and we know that her life, you said, know them that labor among you. And we have known her for many years now. And we know her labor. So we ask that thou will bless as you speak to each and every one of us through your servant this morning. We ask that thou will strengthen her and know and allow her to know that you have given her authority to speak the word of God this day. Now have thine own divine way. Allow her to go forth and speak your words with power and with strength. And allow us to receive it, even as the Spirit saith unto the church. Now have thine own divine way. Bless her and strengthen her from head to toe. And let us be careful to receive what thou hast given. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Brother Byron. Amen. Sister Jenkins, saints and friends, I thank God for his goodness. I thank the Lord for that song, Send the Power Down. It gave me a boost. I thank God for that. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Millicent. The Lord knew what I needed.
Amen.
Praise our God. Glad to be here once again and among the saints. No place else I'd rather be. Amen. You know, sometimes people might come go to church service, but by all the time they're sitting there, they're thinking about being somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Thinking about where they're gonna go as soon as they get out of here. But no, it's a pleasure to tarry with the saints and to consider his precious, precious word. And so I thank God. Thank God for being here. I'm glad that you're here.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. And on last Lord's Day, we were considering the thought, it is spiritual warfare, fight on.
Amen.
And our responsive reading last week was the same as it was this week, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 14. And the text we considered on last Lord's Day was that 12th verse of that sixth chapter. of 1 Timothy. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. So that just lets us know we are called to fight this good fight of faith.
Amen.
We are called to eternal, to lay hold on eternal life as a result of fighting this good fight of faith. And this is a command. And when we look at verse 14, it says, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, there's not going to be any discharge in this war until either death comes to our physical bodies or until the Lord Jesus Christ comes again. You know, in the regular military, then some, they'll sign up. Soldier might sign, a soldier or sailor or marine or someone in the Air Force, they might sign up and do a, what they call a hitch for some period of time, some number of years. But that's not salvation. That's not the way, that's not the way salvation works. We read the words to the song on last Lord's Day, I've enlisted in his service till I die.
Amen.
So there's no honorable discharge. And if it's a dishonorable discharge, then you backslid. And the Lord spewed you out of his mouth. And we don't want that to happen. So we want to fight on the good fight of faith to lay hold on eternal life. Amen. And on last Lord's Day, we were considering some of the things that will come against us that cause us to have to fight. We know that Satan is our enemy. We know that Satan has no mercy. He's no respecter of person. The fact that he tempted Jesus in the wilderness tells us, look, there's a scripture that says that they've done this in the green tree. What will they do in the dry? So Satan came and tempted Jesus in the wilderness. He will not hold back on trying to come and fight against us. So it behooves us. It behooves us to learn how to fight. It behooves us to know who our enemy is, that we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, because the Word of God tells us how he works, how he may come, and tells us how to prepare ourselves for these occurrences. Let us look at the 37th Psalm. On last Lord's Day, when we ended that session, we were talking about methods that Satan might use to attack us. We were considering some of those. We know that he is a liar. The truth is not in him. We know these things about him. But he tries to come with subtlety. We don't want him to get an advantage of us, but he will try to come with subtlety as he did with Eve in the garden. We were told on last Lord's Day that we want to walk through this life as a stranger and a pilgrim, and to abstain from fleshly lusts that war against the soul. We're told to endure hardness as a good soldier and to not get entangled with the affairs of this life, because the devil will try to do that, try to get us entangled with things, try to get his talons in and get us all wrapped up to where we think, well, you know, I got too many things going on in this life. I don't think I can serve the Lord right now. Or I'm kind of busy right now. As soon as I get some things straightened out in my life, then I'll think about serving the Lord. Well, you can't straighten things out in your own life. You can't do that. It takes the power of God, because Satan will keep a hold, a stronghold, on those who think that they have to somehow get things organized in their life before they can serve God, because that will never happen. We have to come to God in faith, believing that the Lord is able to save us, because we're told in that sixth chapter of Matthew, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. So the things that you need will be added unto you, and the things you don't need will be swept away from you. There's some cleaning up that needs to be done, some purging, some taking away, some cutting out some stuff that needs to happen. And when that happens, that some of those entanglements that kept people bound, some of those affairs of this life that keep people bound, that's the way the devil keeps someone prisoner. But if we're going to be a soldier in this, a soldier for God in this spiritual warfare, then God has chosen us to be a soldier, and we can't allow this world to entangle us. Praise our God. We can't be a friend of the world. The devil would try to have us to be a friend, but just kind of taking our minds back a little bit of some of the things that we looked at on last Lord's Day. We can't be a friend of this world. Some people say, well, you know, I have to be friendly to everyone. You can be a friend to a person without getting unequally yoked together with them and without loving the things of the world. We're told, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. We're told, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So we are not, in James 4:4, the scripture we read on last week, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And we don't want, truly, we don't want to be the enemy of God. Not in this warfare. Amen. But we want to continue along this line, considering some of the ways that Satan will try to come at us, even as a saint. The 37th Psalm. We would like to look there first, because he said sometimes the devil does not always come as a roaring lion. Sometimes he comes stepping softly, speaking softly, smiling a very winning and friendly smile. But the devil is still the devil. 37th Psalm, verse 1. That first word in verse 1 is sometimes the way that the devil will try to come. Fret. The enemy will try to war against our mind by causing us to worry and fret. 37:1, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That says, delight thyself in the Lord. Don't fret. Trust in the Lord and do good. Don't fret. Amen. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Praise our God. Now, what is it to fret? To fret, I looked up the meaning of it. It means to eat away, to wear away, to gnaw at, to irritate, to vex, to annoy. And there are things that come up. Sometimes it's family. Sometimes it's job. Sometimes it's neighbor. So it may be various things, but that will cause even a savior to start to fret about things. But God would not have us to do that. The enemy of our soul would try to have us diminish our own peace. When you think about it, if you're fretting and you're worrying, you're not at peace.
Amen.
And if you're not at peace, then you're not trusting God. But the enemy of our soul in this warfare, we're trying to have us diminish our own peace, have us work against ourselves by fretting over things, by events of the world, global warming, political turmoil, family members who won't do right, circumstances that you can't change, things that you cannot change, but people worry about it anyway. People that you cannot change. So to fret, to be irritated, to be uneasy, but the Lord would not have us to be that way. To be troubled and bothered, but the Lord would not have us to be that way. It's the exact opposite of trusting and resting and being peaceful in the Lord. Now, Jesus has promised us our souls that we would have soul rest. But the enemy would try to make us fretful about these things. But we can't have peace if we're constantly worrying and fretting. God would have us to be calm in our souls.
Amen.
Where there's scripture that says, ye who are weary, rest with us. Mm-hmm. As saints, we ought to be able to tell someone who's worried about something, rest with us. Rest in Jesus. We ought to be able to encourage them. We ought to be able to encourage them to have some quietness in their soul. We sing a song, blessed quietness, holy quietness, blessed assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. We don't have to fret about things. Even in the midst of tribulation, we can have that blessed quietness because Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. He said, not as the world giveth. And so he told us to trust him. Rest in him. He told us, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. That's that 14th chapter of John. And if we truly believe him, then our heart won't be troubled. But it's the enemy's method to try to make us fret, to try to make us worry, to try to make us troubled. But it's not God's will that we be continually worrying about things.
Amen.
Because this world is full of things that are not as they ought to be.
Amen.
On any given day, at any given hour of the day, there'll be something that is against God, something that's unholy, something that's unrighteous, something that's going on that's not as it should be.
Amen.
And there are people who even look around and they say, well, why would God allow these things to happen? Why would God allow, sin entered into the world. God didn't put sin in the world, but sin entered into the world and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men for that all have sinned. So that's what's causing this. And yet people want to blame God because they look around, they see all these things happening. And so they're fretting and they're blaming God. But that's the enemy at work, trying to get people stirred up and to think, oh, well, there's no hope. And God, and in some cases, they think God can't even fix this. God can fix them. And then they can leave it in God's hands and not fret about the things that are happening. There's going to, Jesus said, in this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So we just, as people of God in this warfare, we just have to adjust ourselves to the circumstances and learn to just be content in the Lord, learn to trust in the Lord, even though there may be things all around us that are displeasing to us. There may be things that are vexing our righteous souls from day to day, as was the case with Lot in Sodom. But we don't fret about it. We realize that in this world, as Jesus said, in this world you have tribulation. This world will never be ideal. But Jesus prayed to the Father, and he said, I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. And he's able to keep us from the evil. So we're not going to fret.
Amen.
First verse in that 37th Psalm said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Because many people choose to do wrong. And some people do wrong. They do wrong to themselves. They do wrong to other people. When you think about all the people who are on drugs and they're just injecting this stuff or snorting or whatever it is that they're doing wrong to their own selves. And we see these things, and we see they've even got the Narcan, the drug that they want people to carry around in case you see someone OD somewhere, you somehow administer it. The police officers have it with them all the time. But these things are people think this is evil that people are doing to themselves in this world. And we see it. And we don't rejoice over it. But we're not going to fret and disturb our own peace. We'll pray for them that the Lord, the Spirit of God, will speak to their heart. But we're not going to let the enemy come in and drag us down.
Amen.
While we're fretting about all the things that we see around us. Amen. We have to live with righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. And that can happen if we're fretting about everything. That's a trick of the devil.
Amen.
So there are times there are things we just have to let go, letting and knowing that God is going to take care of it.
Yes.
Whatever needs to be done, God is going to take care of it. We're fighting a good fight of faith, and that involves trusting God.
Yes.
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. We're talking even down in our Sunday school class this morning about people get angry. Seems like there's a lot of anger out in the world now. People get angry about this and that and the other, and they talk about their rights and what they have a right to do, and they have a First Amendment right, so they can say anything they want to. They got their Second Amendment right, so they can carry a gun anywhere they want to. You know, there's so many things, and even road rage. You know, you're driving, and sometimes if someone has stopped and maybe someone's talking to them, leaning in the car, talking to them, and you pull up behind them, and, you know, you don't toot your horn, you just wait, because people are packing all kinds of weapons in their car and are shooting people for little or nothing. So there's a lot of anger, but we know that the love of God in our hearts takes that away. So if you've got anger in your heart, I'm talking to whoever is listening. If you've got anger in your heart, you need the Lord. You've got anger in your heart. You need Jesus. You need a cleansing. You need to be changed. Ephesians 4:26. Be ye angry and sin not. Now, when we're talking about this is anger because of, not because you've been done wrong, but this is because there's sin in the world and there are people who are dying daily in sin. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. If we're fighting in this warfare, we can't just fly off the handle and tell someone off, get angry, whether it's someone we know or a stranger. Because that's giving place to the devil. If you're giving place to the devil, then you're not fighting a good fight of faith. Praise our God. We have to have, in fighting this good fight of faith, we have to be honest at all times.
Amen.
We have to be honest, not only when we're among the saints, but around all mankind. Those who are saved, those who are not saved. No deception. We know that with Jesus, he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Let's turn to Acts chapter 5. If we're going to belong to God, we're going to be successful in this warfare, then we have to be honest in all things. Praise our God. Many of us are familiar with Ananias and Sapphira. Because they wanted, I guess, to be recognized as having given an amount that they hadn't, they saw other saints were recognized for bringing, selling possessions that they had and bringing them and laying the prices of them at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made for the poor. They had a thought that they would do the same. That Acts chapter, let's go back to chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 32. We'll begin there. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. We're talking about church. We're talking about the early church. We're talking about saints. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Praise our God. And Joses, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. This was giving from the heart. This was being a cheerful giver. This was being a willing giver. Gave because there was need. Gave because the glory was to go to God. Chapter 5, verse 1 starts out with the word but. So this is, you know, contrary wise, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. No problem so far. Joses had done the same. But verse 2, and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, she was privy to and consenting in the lie and the deception that he did. That meant that she was just as guilty as he was. Verse 3, but Peter said, Ananias, why has God filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. That lets us know this deception was not unto men, it was unto God. And he conceived it in his heart. And she was privy to it, and she was consenting in it. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. So she was a partaker. We're told, be not a partaker of another man's sins. She was a partaker of her husband's sins. My God, my God. Verse 9, then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord. Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. When we're fighting this good fight of faith, we cannot be deceptive in anything. We have to be honest in all things. We can't be a partaker of someone else's deception. They agreed upon it. They conceived it in their hearts. She agreed to it. When we're fighting this good fight of faith, we can't allow ourselves to even get tricked into partaking of something that is against God and that is not honest in the sight of God. So saints don't get paid under the table for something in order to avoid taxes or some other thing. Saints don't get paid under the table. Someone else can say, well, there'll be some extra money for you, and I'll pay you under the table. No, because by doing that, they're not taking out the tax they should be taking for you. And it's cheating. It's illegal.
Right.
So saints don't get paid under the table. If anything that's going on under the table is not good. I mean, it even sounds bad, doesn't it? Under the table. Saints don't get bootleg cable hooked up to their house. Don't have somebody split something off of the cable off of somebody else's house and then run a line over to their house to get TV service that they're not paying for. Saints don't do that. That's not being smart. That's being deceitful. That's sin. Saints don't buy food stamps off somebody else for half price. There are some people who get food stamps and they say, well, you know, but I want some cash, because what they want to do is they want to go buy something that you can't buy with food stamps. Maybe they want to buy cigarettes, or they want to buy liquor, or they want to buy something else which they cannot buy with food stamps. So they'll try to sell you some of their food stamps. It might be $50 worth of food stamps, but they'll say, well, I'll only charge you $30. But saints don't buy those. You don't buy food stamps if you're not entitled to them, and if you are entitled to them, you don't sell them. You don't sell them. That's deceitful. Don't be not a partaker of another man's sins. Saints don't willingly or knowingly break the laws of the land. Just don't. Don't break the laws of the land. They don't let their children do things that they know are against the laws of the land. I'm thinking about even driving. We have some young people here who are of age or getting close to age to drive. But saints don't let children without a license drive the car. If there are those who have temporaries, if you have temps, you have to have an authorized driver, a licensed driver in the car with you in order for you to drive. Saints don't let their children, even if they have temps, it's not enough to say, oh, well, they got their temps. No. There has to be an authorized driver in the car. They cannot drive unsupervised. Saints don't cheat on their taxes. Don't cheat on the taxes. Not the income tax, not any tax. You know, on the Ohio state tax, there's a place where and now, especially if you're online and sometimes you have to order things online because you just can't get them in stores. And so you order them. And sometimes most places will take Ohio sales tax out. You know, they'll add that onto your cost as you're paying. But there are still a few places that they don't take out the Ohio tax. But when it comes time to file your Ohio tax, they call it a use tax. So if you have purchased something that Ohio sales tax was not taken out of. You've got to keep track of that. So when you file your state taxes, there's a line on the form that says use tax. So if you have purchased something, you have to note what, tell what the sales tax would have been. We know it'll, in Franklin County, it's 7.5%. You put that amount in there on your tax form. If you don't do that, that's not being honest. And so occasionally, if I have purchased something and they haven't taken it out, I write it out on a post-it note, and I have a folder where I collect my paper, all my documents and things and receipts and things like that for taxes. I stick that post-it note right in there. So when it comes time, whenever next year, to file taxes, it doesn't get lost. I don't forget it. Because we want to do that which is right in the sight of God in all things. Matthew 22:21. There were those that were questioning Jesus about whether they needed to pay the taxes. So Jesus said, told them to take out a coin. Let's get there. Matthew chapter 22. We'll go back just a little bit. Verse 17. We'll start at verse 17. Matthew 22:17. Because, you know, there were always people who were questioning Jesus. They'd come up and they'd call him master, but they were only trying to trick him, entangle him. In fact, we'll go to verse 15 so we get the full thought. That's the beginning of the paragraph. Matthew 22:15. Then went the Pharisees, we've heard of those fellows before, haven't we, and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. So we can see there's deceit already in that tongue and what they're saying, because we know that they're trying to entangle Jesus in his talk. And they came calling him master, trying to be flattering. And they're saying, we know you are true. We know you teach the way of God in truth. And now here they come, verse 17. Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he saith unto them, whose is this image and superscription? They say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Praise our God. So you see, when there are things that taxes, things that have to be paid, things that should be paid, we want to please God. We will follow the laws of the land insofar as they do not cross God's word or God's will. Praise our God. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 13. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. For whose sake? For the Lord's sake. Whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Verse 15. For so is the will of God. This is the will of God. So when we're fighting in the spiritual warfare, we don't want to let anything slip through. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. We do not want our good to be evil spoken of. So we don't want to get caught up into scoffing things that we should be doing.
Amen.
Turn to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14, verse 16. Praise our God. Romans 14, 16. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. This is how we fight in the spiritual warfare. We follow after things that make for peace. So we can fight the good fight of faith by following after things that make for peace. It almost sounds like opposites, but it's exactly on point. It's exactly what God wants us to do. And he doesn't want our good to be evil spoken of. So we cannot allow any thing that some people might call small thing, but in the sight of God, it's a large thing. Can't let anything frustrate our walk with God or frustrate our faith. Praise our God. Another thing that the enemy might try to bring is doubt. Doubt in our hearts. Maybe we've been praying for something for a long time and the Lord has not yet answered our prayers. And the enemy will try to bring doubt, plant doubt in our mind. But we cannot let doubt or unbelief cloud our faith. If we do, then the enemy of our soul is winning. The enemy is winning the fight if we allow doubt to creep in. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. We're told to lay aside every weight. Praise our God. Hebrews chapter 12. Because doubt is a weight. There are weights of things that can pull us down as we're fighting. Doubt is a weight. Our flesh is a weight. We cannot allow those things to conquer us in this spiritual fight. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. This is how we can fight a good fight of faith, because Jesus was the author of it, and he's the finisher of it. Jesus was there at the creation, and he died. He completed the work that needed to be done that we might be redeemed. So he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And that's why we can fight in faith. It says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. My Lord. My Lord. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Now, if we look at for Hebrews chapter 12, and if you have an opportunity, if you want to go back and look at chapter 11 of Hebrews, some call that the faith chapter, because there is a narration of different ones who by faith were able to do mighty works. Chapter 11, that same book, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Verse 5, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death because he pleased God. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear and prepared an ark unto the saving of his house. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place that he should after inherit, left. He did not question it. He obeyed God, and he sojourned in a strange land. It said, verse 10 says, he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, Sarah conceived seed, even though she was well past age, but she judged him faithful who had promised. And verse 13 says, all these died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. We have to be strangers and pilgrims on the earth. But it said all of these that are, we mentioned so far, and then there are more that are mentioned after this, all these died in faith. They were witnesses to the power of faith in their lives. And so why must we lay aside anything that impedes our faith? So that we can fight on the good fight of faith. Amen. All of those who had not even received the promise, they just saw afar off because of the promises of God. But they died in faith. Are we willing to fight the good fight of faith? Are we willing to die in faith? We have the fulfillment. We have more than what they had. We have the fulfillment of the promises. So are we willing to fight on in faith? Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verses 6 through 8, we've got to keep fighting. We can't give the battle over and say, well, I'm just tired. I'm done. Jesus hasn't come yet, and I'm still here battling, and there are some people who just say, well, I'm just done. But we can never give the battle over to the enemy of our soul. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Can we say, like the Apostle Paul? What is he saying? What is his testimony here? Because Paul had gone through a lot of things. But Jesus had already indicated to him that he was going to have to suffer many things for his sake. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, Paul said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Are you ready for your departure? Whatever it may be. That's why we have to keep fighting. He said, I have fought a good fight. We're told to fight the good fight of faith, are we not? In 1 Timothy, we were told to fight the good fight of faith. And the Apostle Paul says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Amen. When the Apostle Paul, back in that verse 7, he said, I have kept the faith. You know, if we keep the faith, our faith will keep us. If we keep the faith, our faith is going to keep us even in the hour of temptation, even in the hour of trial, even in the furnace of affliction, even when the enemy comes to persecute. If we keep the faith, if we keep fighting the good fight of faith, it will keep us. Paul went on to say in verse 8, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day a crown of righteousness. Praise our God. And then we're even included in this scripture. Paul went on to say, and not to me only. Amen. But unto all them also that love his appearing. Praise our God. If we keep fighting that good fight of faith, if we keep fighting, then we will love the Lord Jesus appearing. Praise our God. Don't we want to be ready to be offered when our time of our departure is at hand? Amen. Because the Apostle Paul knew what was laid up for him. He knew there was a crown of righteousness laid up for him. Praise our God. And for us also, if we love his appearing, that's why we've got to keep fighting that good fight of faith. Amen. Now, in order to fight well, we've got to trust God. We mentioned this earlier. Our trust is our faith, no matter what the situations might be. And if you think about it, doubt is a poison. Doubt will poison our hearts. It will poison our minds. And God's power won't be able to work on our behalf because of our doubt. We're told that even Jesus could not do many mighty works in Galilee because near where he came up as a child, because they said, is not this the carpenter's son? Do not we know his brothers? And so Jesus could not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief.
Amen.
Because of their doubt that he was the Son of God. So when we fight the good fight of faith, we can't allow doubt to creep in. But our trust in God is the antidote to that doubt, that poisonous doubt. And our trust in God will keep our minds and our hearts. It will help us to be established on the Lord. When the devil tries to plant seeds of doubt, our trust in God will hold us. Psalm 37, going back to Psalm again, 37. How do we trust? We trust with all of our heart. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. We can trust in God, and that will banish doubt, and we can fight on. And there are times we may have to say, you know, devil, you're a liar. I know what my God can do. He's already blessed me so many times over. I will not doubt. Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord. We can delight ourselves in the Lord. That's a wonderful place to be. To know that if you're in the Lord, you are in a delightful place. And you can delight yourself in the Lord. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So we don't have to want for anything. And when we delight ourselves in the Lord, we won't want anything that's not pleasing to God. And that's how that scripture can say so boldly, he will give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. And then we can win in this fight, in the spiritual fight. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, not just half of our heart, not just on Tuesdays and Thursdays, not just on Sunday. But trust in the Lord with all thine heart. If it's with all my heart, then it's all the time. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Praise our God. Acknowledging God in all things. Praise our God. Isaiah 26:3. He's able to help our mind and our heart. Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So we can have peace even in the midst of everything else, in the midst of our spiritual fight. We can have peace with God and know that our faith will protect us in all things. Praise our God. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, going back to the armor. And what does the armor say? What's it say about faith? What piece of equipment has to do with our faith as we're fighting? Verse 16 says, above all, even with all the other items that were mentioned, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Praise our God. Praise our God. We sung a song about the fiery darts. Though the fiery darts are flying thick and fast, but that does not have to make us cower in a corner. It doesn't have to make us a coward. It doesn't have to make us turn tail and run, because the shield of faith will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Praise our God. Thank God for his grace that keeps us, for his grace that's able to protect us, for his grace that will honor our faith in him. Praise our God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, talking about faith and overcoming. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, we fight to overcome all kinds of things, but we fight to overcome the world. Now, when we say overcome the world, we're not talking about conquering the world as in war. We're not talking about conquering the world as in Alexander the Great, who's grabbing territory. We're not talking about conquering the world as in some of these dictators. We're talking about the world in a different way. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We're overcoming that worldliness in us, that worldliness that gets purged, that worldliness that has no part in us when we're truly given over to the Lord, when we're filled with the Spirit of God. That worldliness has to flee. And so many times when we're fighting the good fight of faith, we're fighting against our own flesh. We're fighting against things in us that God would have to be purged out. We're told in 1 John chapter 3, we're told, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. That's 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. I'm sorry, I started at verse 2. Amen. So now, beloved, now are we the sons of God. We're the sons of God if we fight onward. We're the sons of God because we have been saved. We're the sons of God because we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. But it says, verse 3, every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. So that worldliness gets purged out, gets taken away.
Amen.
So we're talking about whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. When we're born of God, we overcome that old man that was there. Praise our God. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. When we're fighting, we have to really fight. We can't be half-hearted about it, or the enemy will get an advantage. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning with verse 24, says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible." That's that crown of righteousness that's laid up for us that the Apostle Paul talked about. We run to obtain an incorruptible crown. That's what we're striving for. "I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Oh my, so when we run, we don't run uncertainly. We know that if you think of a race and the runners get down in the starting blocks and they're going to, that someone will fire the gun and they'll start running. And when they fire, they start running. But if they just kind of, you know, everyone else takes off and they're just kind of running, kind of. In fact, I believe that in the Olympics, they've had those where someone would jump out and then stop. They call it a false start. We do not want to make a false start in this salvation war. We do not want to have a false start in this good fight of faith, in this race that is set before us. We don't want to have a false start and then fall away. So it says, "I therefore so run, not as uncertainly." So we're not going to be uncertain in our race as that we're running before the Lord. And then Paul said, "So fight I, not as one that beats the air." No, we know who our enemy is. We know who we're fighting against. And it's not air. He's the prince of the power of the air. But it's not, but it's very, very much a threat to our soul if we don't get down to business and fight against the enemy. And then Paul went on to say, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection so that the enemy can't by any means gain an advantage, not physically, not mentally, in no way can the enemy get an advantage." And then Paul said, so that after he has preached to others, he should be a castaway. If we've lived before the world, we've lived before our neighbors, other unsaved relatives, we dare not fall away, because what chance will they have? What opportunity? Some of them depend upon our lives. They depend upon us walking right. They depend upon us fighting the good fight of faith and standing, being steadfast. How can we be an example to them? How can we pray for them to come to the Lord if we're not fighting as we should? Amen. We know that in a war, there's normally some killing, isn't there? In a war, something gets killed. It has been thus. But this is a spiritual warfare. So what gets killed in a spiritual warfare? What's the casualty? Well, the casualty here is our flesh, our old man that used to drive us, our old self. That has to die. That has to be killed. We have to mortify. We have to crucify self. That's what gets killed in this warfare. We're not out to kill the devil. No, we're mortifying our own flesh. That has to die. We sing a song, "Let the living sacrifice, let self be slain. Let Jesus reign. within our hearts always. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. That's part of this warfare, spiritual warfare. This is the fight that we have. Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Henceforth, from now on, from now through eternity, when we get saved to sin no more. And so the fight is to maintain our own salvation, that the enemy would not try to come at us through our flesh. Praise our God. Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ's, if we belong to the Lord, they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Praise our God. Those things have to be dead. You kill it. Have to in this fight. We're fighting, again, the pitfalls and snares of Satan, but also knowing that he will try to come to us through our own mind, our own flesh, our own heart. And so in the spiritual warfare, we're told, go back to that sixth chapter of Ephesians, we have to put on a breastplate of righteousness. That will protect our heart. Praise him. Praise our God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. It says, stand there. Well, I'll read 13 and then 14. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. That's what we're doing by fighting this good fight of faith. We are withstanding and standing. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, part of our fight of faith is to watch. We have to watch. In war, there's usually a sentry, someone who just in general, for army bases or so on, or if it's a theater of war, there's a sentry. There's someone who's put on guard duty, and they've got a gun, and they've been given orders. And they're told, you know, make whoever comes, whoever approaches, you have to recognize them. And sometimes they'll say, who goes there? And there may be a password that was given out or something, and that person has to be able to give the password. Otherwise, they are refused admittance. But this sentry is standing watch, set to guard the camp and to question, again, anyone or anything who approaches, to determine whether they belong in the camp or not. We have the Holy Ghost as a sentry to guard our heart. We have our orders from the Word of God. We have our orders. And so, as a sentry for our heart, we're told to try the spirits. We can know whether something is of God or not of God. This is part of the fight as well. So we are watching. We are being vigilant. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. In order to fight, we must watch. You know, I was looking in our Sunday school lesson, you know, thinking of this scripture. We try the spirits, whether they are of God. And in our Sunday school book, and the points to consider, there was a thought about false prophets. If we're fighting the good fight of faith, we have to be able to determine whether someone is a false prophet or not. And just in part, that paragraph said, are there any false prophets in this time? Oh, yes, there are. Jesus said, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. This is why we have to fight. This is why we have to watch. Because it says, if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. Praise our God. And the paragraph goes on a little farther. Where may these be found? How can we distinguish the false from the true? We're fighting the good fight of faith. We've got to be able to distinguish if we're going to be a good soldier. Is the prophet, is he sent by God? Does his life manifest the spirit and graces of a follower of Jesus Christ? Does he speak the words of God? Since all truth agrees, the words of a true prophet must agree with the Bible. I'm going to go, do his teachings produce godly results? Are his prayers answered? To be able to judge between false and true prophets, how important is knowledge of God's word, the Bible, or the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? They're absolutely essential. To fight this good fight of faith, we need the Holy Spirit to give us the power to fight. Praise our God. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Now this quit doesn't mean stop and give up. This means conduct yourself in a strong manner in this spiritual warfare, in this good fight of faith. Be strong. Praise our God. Praise our God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Very familiar passage of scripture. Be sober. Not silly. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. This is a watchfulness that we have to have while fighting this good fight of faith. And we can't let the devil find us asleep at our post. 1 Thessalonians 5, 5 and 6. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. We cannot be asleep, nor can we let the enemy of our soul lull us to sleep. Praise God. The Lord would not have us to miss out because we weren't paying attention. Amen. Not when he gives us his word. Not when he tells us what to watch for. Not when he tells us how to fight this good fight of faith. Praise our God. Isaiah. Chapter 41, because God is our defender. The Lord is our defender in this warfare. We have to fight, but he is with us when we are in him. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, verses 10 through 13, says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. So we're not fighting this good fight of faith alone. And not only is God with us, but as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we strengthen one another. We help one another. We help one another to fight. We encourage one another with the word of God, with the word of wisdom. So the Lord said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. We can fight on knowing that the Lord is going to uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness. 11, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. So we don't have to worry about those that might come against us. God's got that covered. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. So we can be encouraged in that. Verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. So we're not fighting alone. So when we say we read the words of the song, I've enlisted in his service till I die. It started out, I am fighting in the army of the Lord. Remember whose army you are in. And know that he will give us the victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58. It says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we can't have the victory unless we stay in the battle to the end. We can't leave in the middle of the battle and expect to have the victory, can we? It says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In the Lord. Now, we've got to be laboring in the Lord. You can't be out doing something else. That the living that you do must be in the Lord. Praise our God. Amen. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We know that things may come against us in this warfare, but God is faithful. And no matter what happens, he's going to take care of us. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We're going to read down through verse 37. And we know, do we know this? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Are we the called according to his purpose? Now, he's called us to fight this good fight of faith. Remember, he did that verse 12, that our text said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. We're called. And so that 20th verse said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. You see, we are the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ if we are in him, if we continue to fight this good fight of faith, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. There it is, there's that called again. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Amen. Amen. To be saved, to be justified in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. And to be good, and the promise to be glorified is to have that eternal glory when Jesus comes again, that we may be glorified with him when he comes to receive us in the and we go up with him and to be in the clouds, to ever be with him. That's our eternal glory. Praise God. But we have to fight on. 31, what shall we then say to these things? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Even in this good fight of faith, even in this spiritual warfare, if God be for us, Who can be against us? And if they are against us, they're on the losing side. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Praise our God. He will freely, even in the battle, he will freely give us all things, but we've got to stick and stay in there. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Praise our God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, and we're talking about these, some of these things that will come upon us, some of these things that we will encounter while fighting this good fight of faith. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. So we needn't think it strange concerning the fiery trials which are to try us. We have to keep fighting. It says here, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Now we know that sheep are mild, are meek and mild animals. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So as we're fighting this good fight of faith, we have to remember that the Lord loved us, cared for us. Jesus is at the right hand of the throne of mercy. Even now, when we pray, he can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. When there are those who are unsaved, he's interceding and pleading for souls to come to him, that through his blood they might be saved. But even though all these things may come against us when we're fighting this fight of faith, it says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. And in my mind, I can't even imagine what would be more than a conqueror. A conqueror is someone who has total victory. But the word here says we are more than conquerors. So I have to believe that this is connected to eternal, something eternal that's coming, that's yet coming for us. And my mind is too small to even conceive of it, to even understand. But I believe it, and I'm trusting God for it. Amen. Enough to fight on. Praise our God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. I like the way that God calls his people his little children. I like being a little child of God. That scripture says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise our God. But he has to be in us. He must be in us for us to say, greater is he that is in you. Because there are people that might have the devil in them, and they can't say amen to that scripture. But the Lord must be in us. And then we can overcome. Thank God. Praise. There's a song that we sing, be an overcomer. Only cowards yield when the foe they meet on the battlefield. We are blood-bought princes of the royal host and must falter not, nor desert our post. We talked about deserting on last week. Be an overcomer. He who stands with you is a mighty one who is always true. In the sword's conflict, you shall win the day. Face the legions dark till they flee away. Be an overcomer. You are heaven's heir, and a crown of life you may ever wear. So with courage, press the battle to the gates till you gain the prize which in heaven waits. Be an overcomer. Forward, boldly go. Doesn't say draw back. You are strong enough if you count it so. That's where our faith and trust comes. Strong enough to conquer through sustaining grace and to overcome every foe you face. Praise our God. Never yield, the chorus is never yield a step in the hottest fight. God will send you help from the realms of light. In Jehovah's might, put the foe to flight, and the victor's crown you shall wear at last, at last, at the last day, at the last trump. Praise our God. But we've got to fight onward. Praise our God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Praise our God. We have to watch our minds. We've been told to gird up the loins of our minds. For some people, the most sensitive part, the most delicate part, is their mind, because they allow anything to flow into it, any old junk, any old thing. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Praise our God. I thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for keeping us, allowing us to fight on, to fight on. We remember the Apostle Paul gave his testimony, and he said, I'm now ready to be offered. We have to be in that place, ready to be offered, because we don't know what a day will bring. There are those who thought they would be here today who are not. They're no longer in the land of the living. So we have to be sure that we have to make our calling and election sure in the Lord. Because we don't know when our departure might be at hand. But we need to be able to say, I have fought a good fight. Now, fought is past tense, which means that fighting had to be going on all along. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Because Paul knew what was being laid up for him. He knew it was a crown of righteousness. And we have to fight with that same thought, with that same knowledge, knowing that if we fight, we stay in the fight, that spiritual battle, and don't give in to the devil. We know that the Lord Jesus is coming and his reward is with him. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast. No man take thy crown. Praise our God. So we've got to keep fighting. We have to endure. We have to hold on until the end. Mark 13:13. So even though there are things that are going on and we may not be well liked, we still have to stay in this spiritual battle. Mark 13:13. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Well, the enemy hates you. But we have to endure. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You might say, well, I'm saved now. But you haven't had the redemption of your body yet. Jesus hasn't come yet. You don't have that new body yet. You don't have that incorruptible body yet. That's what this new, the same shall be saved. Because we know that when Jesus comes again, that in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, you know, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible. Praise our God. So that's the salvation. That's the save that's being referred to in this scripture. But we have to endure unto the end. Praise our God. James 5:11. Praise our God. James 5:11. Are you happy? The scripture says, behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. So if we want to be happy, we can be happy now, but if we want to have ultimate happiness, we have to endure. Praise our God. So we stay in the battle. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. No, I'm sorry. Wrong scripture. Hebrews 3:14. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. So we can't start fighting the good fight of faith and then stop. If we do, we will not be a partaker of Christ. Because that scripture says, for we are makers, we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. If we're confident that the Lord Jesus Christ has a crown of righteousness laid up for us, we have that confidence, we're going to hold that confidence unto the end. If we believe what Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. If we believe that, then we're going to hold our confidence steadfast unto the end, and we're going to fight on. We're going to fight on in the Lord. I've heard Pastor Jenkins say, in her message, I've heard her say, you know, keep striving, keep pressing. And she said, and if you don't gain any ground today, don't lose any. And I looked, I thought about that. I came and I thought about that expression, gain ground. And, you know, where did that come from? Well, it came from a military standpoint. To gain ground means to advance or make progress. And sometimes when they're at war, they'd have to take a hill, or they have to take a certain territory, or they have to guard, keep the enemy from crossing the river over into a certain territory. So to gain ground means to advance, to make progress. And God would have us to advance and make progress in this Christian walk. As we're fighting the good fight of faith, we are to advance. We are to draw closer to God. Our brethren will be teaching us again about drawing closer to God. We're advancing. We're making progress. And it comes from a military advance in which an army literally takes territory from the enemy. An army, they literally take territory or land from the enemy. Don't let Satan gain ground on you. Don't let him make an advance on your salvation. Don't let him make an advance on your joy. Don't let him make an advance on your faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Don't let him gain ground on you. The ground that we're gaining is the ground that the Lord has placed before us. We're gaining holy ground. Thank the Lord. The song that we sing, and I'll be closing with this. And you might say, well, are you sure you have a lot of songs? I think in terms of songs that we've sung, and maybe that's from having been in the choir for a while. So, you know, thank you, Sister Carol. Thank you, Sister Millicent. But there's the songs of Zion are songs of Zion because they were inspired by God. The Holy Spirit inspired holy men and women of God to write these songs of Zion, because so many times they are based on scripture. Direct scripture. And sometimes if you look in the hymnal, it will tell you what scripture it came from. And there are direct words that are from the scriptures. But the ground that we want to gain holy ground. Each day, each hour that we live. And so we're fighting this good fight of faith, that Satan not gain ground on us. We don't want Satan. If Satan is gaining ground on us, that means we're backing up. If he's advancing on us, we're backing up. No, we're not going to back up off of our Lord. What we want is higher ground. The song says, I'm pressing on the upward way, not the downward. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise or fears dismay. Though some may dwell where those abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. I want to live above the world. We talked about getting the world out of us. I want to live above the world. Though Satan's darts at me are hurled. That's why we need that breastplate of righteousness. I want to live above the world. Though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Praise God. We're fighting this good fight of faith. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. Don't you want to see it? Don't you want to be there? But still, until that time, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want my feet planted four square, fighting the good fight of faith that I might lay hold on eternal life. Don't you want it to? I want to be fighting shoulder to shoulder with you. I want to see the saints that have gone before. I want to see the ones that bore the battle in the heat of the day. Most of all, I want to see Jesus. And I won't see him unless I fight that good fight of faith. Praise God. I want to see Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of God. Think of what's set before us. Let's stand in there and fight that good fight of faith. Praise our God. May the Lord bless you. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God.
Amen. I truly thank God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Praise God for a wonderful message. Fighting on. Fighting on. Amen. We are called to fight, is what Sister told us. We are called to fight. You know, when you're called to fight, you need to be equipped. And these are all the things that the Lord equipped us with through the words she gave us today. Amen. He told us about what we needed to have. You know, and as I listened to it, I realized it was all personal. It was all personal. We're fighting together in this, but it is still all personal. Amen. She used the word purify himself. She used the word thyself out of the word. And my body and myself unto you. These are all personal words being used. Amen. And this lets me know that our confession must be personal.
Amen.
Our confession has to be personal in order to get in this fight or be called to this fight. God can't call you to this fight if you haven't confessed. So we must be called to this fight. But our confession has to be personal. So if God, if there's anyone here or anyone listening in that has not been called to this fight, you know, you think about it, well, I don't want to be fighting. But the scripture said it's a good fight. It's a good fight of faith. Amen. Lay hold on eternal salvation. This is eternal life. How many of us don't want to live forever? We want to live forever. Amen.
Amen.
Most of us are scared of death. Most of us don't know what it is to really die. So that's why we want to live on. Jesus let us know in him there is no death. Amen? Yes. That's why we can have victory over the grave. Amen. This is a battle. The biggest part of this battle is learning how to die out of this life and go into eternal life. That's what it is all about. Because we know the Lord already told us it's appointed man wants to die. And then the judgment. So he has equipped us to learn how to die. To learn how to die, that we can live on and have confidence that we have a life after death. Amen. Amen. Well, thank the Lord for the message and the messenger. A wonderful, wonderful message coming from God. Amen. You delivered it, and you delivered it with the authority of God's word. Amen. Do we have a song?
244. This is an old song. We haven't sung in a long time, but it speaks to the sermon. 244, I've left all the world to follow Jesus.
Praise God. Amen.
In this world I found no rest, sorrow filled my aching breast, till I turned to one who loved me best of all. Oh, what pain and peace I find, since my all I have resigned. I have left all the world to follow Jesus. I have left all the world to follow Jesus. Never backward to his follies will I turn. Oh, I'm on my upward way, and it's brighter every day. For I've left all the world to follow Jesus. Oh, what wondrous joy he gives while his spirit to me lives.
I gotta get this too.
Oh, what wondrous joy he gives while his spirit in me lives. For it is my meat and drink to do his will. He's a treasure I adore, bright he's on my way before. I have left all the world to follow Jesus. I have left all the world to follow Jesus. Never backward to his follies will I turn. Oh, I'm on my upward way, and it's brighter every day. For I've left all the world follow Jesus.
I want to put in a thought here. As we're singing this, it says, I have left all the world to follow Jesus. Never backward to its follies will I turn. That's retreating, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that in the army of the Lord.
Amen.
You don't retreat. I turn. Oh, I'm on the upward way. Sis talked about an upward song just a little bit ago. I'm on the upward way, and it's brighter every day. Amen. If things aren't brighter every day, you need to take a look at God's word. Take a look at God's word and see what is not, what's hindering you to see the light. Amen. It says, for I've left all the world to follow Jesus. And that right there is why it's not brighter every day, because the world is dark.
Yeah.
And you haven't left it yet. So you can't see. But when you're on the upper way, you've left all the world. Amen. Think about this as we sing this song. Look at the words, how the words speak. We might not be hitting the tune just right, but it's the words that are important.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
I am fully sanctified, walking closely by his side. I will ever cling to him
my all in all. Sweetly does he serve and still, while I sink into his will. I have left all the world to follow Jesus. I have left all the world to follow Jesus. Never backward to his follies will I turn. Oh, I'm on the upward way, and it's brighter every day. For I've left all the world to follow Jesus.
Amen.
Earthly treasures fade away as I travel day by day up the shining way that leads to glory bright. Soon I'll gain eternal rest with the ransom and the blessed. For I've left all the world to follow Jesus. I have left all the world to follow Jesus. Never backward to his follies will I turn. Oh, I'm on my upward way, and it's brighter every day. For I've left all the world to follow Jesus.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Have you left all the world to follow Jesus? We have to understand, yes, we're in the world, but not of the world.
Amen.
That's how you leave the world, to follow Jesus. Amen. Thank the Lord for that selection of song as well. Thank the Lord for his message and his messenger. We truly thank God. Thank God to be here today, that you can hear from the Lord and he can encourage us how to fight on. We always need some, something to refresh you, you know, when you're in a battle or something you're doing, you're fighting, you're running, you're doing all those things. I know Madeline's friend called me and said he was riding a bike 100 miles. He needed to be, you know, have all kind of refreshments along the way to finish that race. He was in a 100-mile ride yesterday, and he needed refreshments on the way. Yes, my, that's a long ride. I rode a bike just 20 miles and I was wore out, and he went 100. But you had to be refreshed all the way along, and it's the same way in this battle. We come to be refreshed all the way along. And sis has refreshed us today. Amen. I got my portion of refreshment. Amen. Thank the Lord for it. Thank the Lord for being here. Amen. Well, we'll look to the Lord in prayer and thank him for the message that he brought and gave us through his dear servant. Dear Heavenly Father, we look to thee in prayer and truly once again want to say thank you. We truly thank you that you allowed us to come to the house of God and gave us strength to be here. And we're thankful for the added strength through your word that you have given us to fight on this good fight of faith. We have to lay hold on eternal life. And through your word is the only way we can have eternal life. Peter said in the word, where would we go? Thou hast the words of life. So we can leave out these doors and go back out into the world, but there is no life out there. We truly have to be in thee. Spiritually, we have to have the word of God in our hearts and in our minds and understand they that worship thee must worship thee in spirit and in truth. So we're truly thankful for the word you have given us this day. We're thankful for the servant that you sent to give it. And we pray that thou will continue to bless her and strengthen her, but allow your word to be down in our hearts and in our minds, and allow your spirit to continue to speak to our hearts and give us understanding as we go, that we're being faithful in everything we do. We're faithful in all the things that you have given us this day. We're watching all the little of foxes that would spoil the vine, all the little things she spoke of and assured us of, even in our everyday living, that we have to be careful how we walk in and out and how we take care of personal business, how we do things and go, that we be not found in any way being a partaker of another man's sin. Amen. So we thank you for your word this day, and we thank you for the Spirit of God that allowed the church to hear what the Spirit had to say. Now have thine own divine way. And we pray that if there's any listeners, Father, that know thee not in the free pardon of their sin, that you would continue to have mercy. You would continue to extend grace. Even as you said in your word, Lord, let me dig about him a little bit and dung him with a little more of the word, feed him a little more, see if he'll grow. So we ask that thou would extend your mercy unto the non-believer that hasn't surrendered his life unto thee yet. Now have thine own divine way. Bless, rule, guide, and direct in our lives. And let us be careful to give thee praise and honor and glory for it all. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, truly thank God for the message and the messenger, and knowing that we've been given a calling in this life to come to confess our sins. That's a calling. Then once we've done that, the Lord's called us to fight on the good fight of faith after there and to continue. Never turn back. Defeat will I not know, never know. You know, to turn back is defeat. And to be defeated is to be destroyed into an eternal hell. My. The devil has nothing to offer anyone but destruction. My Lord, why would you go? Why would you run into a fire? Amen. Amen. If you're going to run into a fire, have some protection. Have the word of God. We know the Hebrew boys went into the fire, but they knew somebody before they went in, right? And he took care of them. Amen. So you might have to go into the fire, but know Jesus Christ before you go in. And you won't even come out smelling like smoke. Amen. Amen. This is a wonderful salvation. Once you lay hold on it and get an understanding of what the word is saying to you, you can run with a yes. And you can smile all the way and say, thank you, Lord. I was sitting in darkness all that time. Now I got some light and I can see. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Anyone have any thoughts to share on the message? Amen. I see Sister Webb's hand. I see you, Brother Tony, as well. All right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. So it's chance of following them. They have to become personal.
Sister Webb, amen. Brother Tony. Amen. 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 Thankful to be here myself too, brother, to hear it. Amen. Hear what God has to say. Any others? Amen. We see your hand, Infinity. Yes. You got what?
Cake.
You got a rainbow cake? Yeah, okay. All right. Bring all of us a piece? All right. Thank the Lord. All right. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, if that being all, if everyone's content that the Lord has spoke to you and you've heard and all of those things, I'll start with the announcements. And I see they're really trying me. this first card is, I'm going to read the outsides first and bear with me. It says, sunny skies remind me of you. It says, a scripture is given here. It says, for the love of God, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. Psalms 84:11. Thinking of you always makes my day brighter. Amen. We just sang a song about brighter. Keep me in your thoughts. Never let me go. Thanks for the books. Sister Emma. Edna Saunders. Amen.
Florida.
She's in Florida, right? Amen. Well, thank the Lord for dear sister. And she's sending up a thank you for, I believe she gets the Sunday school books.
Yeah.
Yes, Sunday school books. And she wants us to keep her in her prayers. How well is she doing, you know?
I haven't.
Yeah. She doing well? Okay. But she said keep us, keep her in our thoughts and our prayers. Okay. Amen. Okay. And she places her offering in there. So she hasn't forgotten the Lord. And we have another one here. And it has a little writing on the front. It says, with heartfelt appreciation, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. You do so much for everyone in your life, for your family and your friends, your church community, and everyone who is blessed enough to cross your path in a day. Saints, with a smile or a kind word, you spread Christ's love in the best way there is. With a gentle spirit and with a gracious heart, you're special people and you're appreciated so very much. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, for your one, I think that's your, for one gift basket, calls, and prayers. This is a sister. I can't make this out. Renee Jenkins? Oh, that says Jenkins? I can't. Now, you know I would know how to read Renee Jenkins, so I can't see that good either. Thank you, Minister Jenkins. Thank you. Thank you very much. We love you. And heartfelt, you know, appreciation is truly something that comes from the Lord when it's heartfelt. You know, the world can run around and say, I love you, but, and all at the same time be doing something behind your back. But that's not that way in the Lord. When it's heartfelt in the Lord, it's true. We're not saying that people in the world can't love and don't have love, but their love can be tainted too. It can't, as Sis said, it can't be the same with us. We can't cheat on our taxes. We can't let something slide that we know. Now, there might be things that get by that we don't know, you know. And we have a government that is crooked in ways. So, you know, so we don't know some things. But it's for the Lord tells us the best that we can do. You know, love all men. And it's the best that we can do is to do the right things in this life. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. 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 You're held accountable for what you know. Because there's some things you're going to go through this life that are going to, that you may not know, but, you know. But know this, righteousness and holiness, living, is what's going to get you in heaven.
Amen.
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 Somebody handing you a free cup of coffee somewhere and saying, hey, you know, coffee's on the house or something. Well, if you take it or something, you may be okay or it may not be. You don't know all those things. But if you know what is righteous and what is holy before the Lord, live in that to the best of your knowledge. Amen? Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. All right. Sunday, September the 24th, 2023, meditation. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Psalms 31:3. Amen. And our announcements, always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. And God will keep his people in his care. But they're meaning you're praying for saints to be strong and be faithful, as the message was. Amen. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And I believe you said that it's going to be canceled for this week, okay? And but there is it's probably in here, a Bible study that will be this week. November turkey giveaway jar is always open to receive funds. Lord's will, our fall Bible study is scheduled to start tomorrow, September the 25th through the 29th. 2023, 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Glad I read this, because I was thinking it was 6:30, so I'd have been a half hour late. 6 p.m. until 8:30 at the church. The theme is drawing closer to God. Please remember to bring your folder and the packet of materials disseminated. Is that right?
Yeah.
During our spring Bible study, if you cannot locate your packet, please let us know. Please pray for Brother Levester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake, our teachers, facilitators. Lord willing, October is almost here, and that means the fish and chicken fry is coming. October the 14th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please plan to come and help with this community outreach. Let's see, what does that say? September birthday cake will be in the lower auditorium following service. So there's some birthday cake there this evening after service. Amen. I hear you, Infinity. Hey, somebody's listening when it comes to birthday cake. Amen. Amen. Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. Now, this is canceled as well. So, but we know when we'll get this information to do this again, so I don't have to read this. Happy birthday blessings this week, Brother Levester Jackson, the third. October the 3rd. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. They don't rush you up on no age too soon, right? Thought for today. If you want to stay out of trouble, stop hanging around the devil's workshop. Amen. Amen. But you got to know where else to go to.
Amen.
Because there's no neutral. There's no neutral. You can't say, I'm going to stop this, stop doing that, and stop doing this on your own. A lot of people are out there giving up stuff on New Year's, you know, and saying, I'm going to quit smoking, I'm going to quit doing, I'm going to quit partying. But you got to go someplace else.
Right.
You can't make no New Year's resolution and then be in just neutral somewhere. Because it's either the Lord or it's the devil. So you got to go to the Lord. If you're making resolutions, you got to go to the Lord. Make a resolution to confess, if nothing else. Amen.
Amen.
But truly thank God for the message, the messenger. Thank the Lord for me being up here and allowing me to, you know, make it through this. And you all smile, even though I bubbled it up a little bit, but that's the love of you all. Amen. Thank the Lord for it. Amen. Anyone else before we close out and get some birthday cake? Ain't that right? Amen. Amen. Let us stand. Minister Jenkins, will you close us to go home? Amen. And bless the cake.
What kind of gracious Heavenly Father, so we want to thank you once again for the manifold blessings this day. Thank you for your hand of love.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God, for your servant, Joseph Blake, their Heavenly Father.
Amen. God, amen.
The word that you have given to her, dear Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, she has given it to us, and now it's up to us, dear Heavenly Father, to receive what thou hast sent in her way, to our way, dear Heavenly Father.
Amen.
We ask your continued blessings upon Sister Blake, ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction, Jesus, and the strength so that we stand in need of. Help us, Lord God, to meditate upon this word, of reminded of words that Mr. Dalton said one Sunday, and he said he rehearsed it over in his mind and in his heart over and over again. Help us, Lord God,
my.
To rehearse over these words in our mind and put them into action, dear Heavenly Father, knowing, dear Lord, that, yes, we are in a spiritual warfare, but we've got to fight on the good fight of faith. Help us to continue to lay hold of the eternal salvation which we have testified of. Now, Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for the hands that prepared the cake. Thank you, Lord, for the birthday that you blessed with this month.
Amen.
2023. Ask your Heavenly Father your blessings as we partake of this cake. May it be for nourishment and a blessing of our bodies. And when we are full, let us remember to thank you. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm glad I'm...
Oh.